Introduction. Are you confused about the recent tax changes in the United States? Don't worry, you're not alone. With all the buzz around new government policies and regulations, it can be challenging to keep up. But understanding these changes is crucial for making informed financial decisions. So, let's dive into some of the latest tax change highlights that might impact your finances in 2021 and beyond. From updated deduction limits to new credits and exemptions, we've got you covered with everything you need to know. What is tax and how does it work? Tax is a fee collected by the government from individuals or businesses in order to finance public expenditures. It can be defined as any charge imposed on economic activity for the purpose of raising revenue. The collection and enforcement of taxes are among the main functions of tax authorities. Income tax is a tax levied on earned income. It is one of the most common taxes, with almost all countries having some form of it. It is assessed as a percentage of earnings, with different rates applied to different types of income. For example, capital gains are taxed at a lower rate than regular income. There are two main types of income tax, statutory and personal. Statutory income tax is based on statutes passed by Parliament or Congress, while personal income tax is based on interpretations made by individual courts or agencies. The main types of taxation are property tax. This is an annual charge levied on the value of property owned by individuals or businesses within their jurisdiction, usually payable in proportion to the value of the property. Sales tax. This is a charge levied on sales within a given territory, usually at a fixed rate per item sold. Voters registration fee. This is a charge levied by local governments to fund voter education and registration drives. Benefits of tax change in United States. The United States has undergone a series of major tax reforms in the last decade, with major changes happening in 2017 and 2018. Some of the main benefits of these changes include 1. Increased individual income tax rates. The top individual income tax rate was increased from 39.6% to 37%. The bottom tax bracket was also increased from 10% to 12%. 2. Increased standard deduction amounts. The standard deduction amount was increased from $6,350 to $12,000 for single individuals and couples filing jointly. This means that more taxpayers will benefit from the general relief provided by the federal government through the standard deduction. 3. Eliminated the marriage penalty. Prior to 2018, married couples faced a higher individual income tax rate than single individuals because their joint income was effectively doubled. This penalty was eliminated in 2018, resulting in more couples choosing to file as single individuals rather than marry in order to take advantage of lower rates. 4. New child tax credit. The child tax credit was increased significantly, from $1,000 per child up to $2,000 per child. This provides significant relief for families with young children and increases the incentive for parents to stay together and raise their children together within a family unit. Highlights of changes in revenue procedure 2022-23. The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, released revenue procedure 2022-23, which contains updates to the United States tax change. The most significant changes in this update are summarized below. Interest on debt forgiveness. Previously, forgiven debt was not subject to federal income tax. This provision has been amended to allow for interest on forgiven debt to be taxed as ordinary income. For example, if you have $100,000 of debt that is forgiven and there is no consideration given in exchange, the forgiven amount would be taxable at the rate of 10%. Charitable contributions. Under current law, charitable contributions are generally exempt from federal income tax. This provision has been amended to include a limited exception for itemized deductions such as state and local taxes paid. Under this new exception, charitable contributions will still be exempt from federal income tax if they exceed 50% of your adjusted gross income, AGI. Additionally, this amendment allows us to hold donors accountable by taxing an excess contribution at a rate of 20%. Due date of return. The due date for taxpayers to file their federal income tax return is April 15th. The IRS has released its latest list of the top tax changes for 2018. Here are five key changes to keep in mind. 1. The standard deduction is increasing substantially, from $6,350 to $12,000 for single filers and from $12,700 to $24,000 for married couples filing jointly. This means that more people will take the standard deduction rather than itemized deductions. 2. The new Tax Cuts and Jobs Act doubles the child tax credit from $1,000 per child to $2,000 per child. This will make it much more beneficial for families with children. 3. The estate tax exemption is increased to $11 million, $22 million if you are married filing jointly. This means that less wealthy families will be affected by the estate tax. 4. The alternative minimum tax, AMT, exemption is increased to $54,000 for individuals and married couples filing jointly this year, up from $43,500 in 2017. This means that more people will be able to avoid paying the AMT by taking advantage of certain credits and exemptions. 5. Corporate taxes are being lowered from 35% to 21% this year and then down to 20% in 2019 and 2020. It continue a trend of reduced corporate taxes over several years as part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Conclusion. If you are an American taxpayer, there are a few things you need to know about the recently enacted tax changes. The most significant change is that the corporate tax rate has been lowered from 35% to 21%. This should benefit businesses of all sizes and create more jobs. Another important change is that starting this year, individuals will be able to deduct their state and local taxes, SALT, from their federal taxable income. This means that people who pay high taxes in states like California or New York will now be able to reduce their overall federal tax liability by doing so. Finally, the new law includes a number of other minor tweaks, including expanding the child tax credit and enabling people to write off more expenses for business use such as equipment purchases. Need help filing U.S. taxes? Visit https://www.dancingnumbers.com/tax/.